Thank you for calling Customer Support. Brenda just speaking. How may I help you?
Who is this?
We are third.
Huh?
Yes, we are a third-party call center that assists with over hundreds of different products and assists with multiple companies. If you can provide me with some information, I'll be more than happy to assist you. What is your zip code?
90701.
One moment, please. What's your name, ma'am?
Sally Nigro. I was wondering, I have a charge here. I don't remember I bought anything from you.
Okay, Ms. Nigro, will you verify your address for me first, though?
18502 Albertus Avenue, Artesia, 90701.
Okay, your accounts, your transaction's loading up now. Please hold. Okay, yes, ma'am, Ms. Sally, that on 12th of November, you paid the $5.74 for a chance for the contest entry for the cookware.
For what?
The cookware, for a chance to win the cookware.
Oh, so I got charged for $67? I thought it was for free. I only paid shipping.
So you paid the shipping for the chance to win it, you know, for the contest entry. However, you had a 5-day trial period before they enroll you into the online discount store to let them know that you did not want to be enrolled in the store. You needed to call them to let them know. Otherwise, in the terms and conditions, it states that they're going to automatically charge you. So that's where the 6732 comes in at.
Oh, I don't want it then if it's going to be 6732.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I can cancel the account for you going forward. You won't receive any additional charges for December and January because it's a monthly reoccurring charge. So I will cancel that membership for you so you won't keep getting those reoccurring charges, okay?
So I'm going to be charged this time?
It's already been charged, but as a courtesy, ma'am, I can offer you 35% of that back to you, of the 6732. At 35%.
Wait a minute. I paid 6732 for what?
So that was enrollment into online discount store, which stated in your terms and agreement, if provided they were read, it said that they was going to charge you outside of the trial period. You had 5-day trial period to let them know that you did not want to become a member. Along with that membership, they did give you $125 shopping voucher to shop with, too. That should have been in your email as well. So the 6732 is a monthly subscription to the online discount store, where you can get other nice gadgets like dash cams, underwater cameras, massage, neck massages, foot massages, all sorts of things they have in the online discount store. And they give you $125 shopping spree, too, to shop there. So the 6732 has been charged because it's outside of the trial period. I've canceled the membership. Now, it is a reoccurring charge, but I've canceled the membership. So you're not going to get charged each month because I'm able to cancel that. And I did that, and I give you a cancellation number. As far as the current charge, it is a valid charge, but I can, as a courtesy, I can offer you 35% of that back, ma'am, which is $23.56 goes back to your account as a courtesy.
So I pay $40-some for nothing.
Well, no, it wasn't for nothing. You had a membership. I mean, you paid $67.32 is what you paid for the membership. That's a valid charge, okay, based on, you know, the terms and conditions. If you had read the terms and conditions, that would have stated that was going to happen. But as a courtesy here, because we don't have to refund anything, because it is a valid charge, but as a courtesy, we will offer 35% of that back to you, ma'am.
How did I get into this mess? I thought, you know, it was a Walmart advertisement that I would get it free, and I just pay for the shipment.
That is correct, ma'am, but also in the terms and conditions, it stated that you needed to let them know within such your trial period that they was offering you this chance to win the cookware in hopes that you would join their membership, okay? Basically, it's what happens. So if you didn't want to do that's perfectly fine if you didn't want to join the membership, but you had to let them know that you don't want to join it. If they don't hear from you, they automatically enroll you into the membership. So this is what has happened with you now. The charge is valid, but even though they automatically enroll you, hey, we don't mind doing the courtesy of the 35% back to you, ma'am. And you won't get the reoccurring charges either because I've canceled the membership.
So what do I get out of this? I'm waiting for a drawing?
Well, that's what you signed up for. That's what you paid the $574 for. It's a contest entry. It's like a sweepstake. You took a sweepstake for a chance to win the cookware.
I didn't know anything about all this member fee.
Yes, ma'am. That's why I said this. That's why it's important to read those terms and conditions because it does state that in there, ma'am. So the good thing is I can cancel the account, so you don't have to be charged each month. Because it is a reoccurring charge. Your next payment would have been December 17th, but I've canceled it. So of the $67.32, you won't get it for December. The November 17th one has already been applied as a courtesy, though I can offer you that 35% back to you, ma'am.
Okay, I guess I take that then.
Yes,
I
sir.
I get $30 and something for nothing.
Ma'am, you got your, here's your cancellation number, okay? You ready?
Okay.
All right, so hold on. 67, 32, 35%. 2356 is going to go back to your bank account, and that goes back in 3 to 5 business days.
How much is it going to go back?
$23.56 refund. All right, and that's a courtesy. As a courtesy, we were just doing that because of the term. So now you got that. It has been accepted. Wait till I get the notation. Okay, the order was refunded successfully, $23.56. Your cancellation confirmation number is C as in Charlie, 262-654.
Hold on. See what?
262-654-701. And that has canceled your membership, so you won't get charged going forward. You were refunded back $23.56, ma'am. Okay. And you don't have to worry about the reoccurring charges. The membership has been canceled.
Okay. So I still don't understand, even I got a refund. So what do I get out of this?
Ma'am, you had in your email, you should have had the discount store. It's a membership to, it was a membership to an online gadget store where you can go in and purchase nice different gadgets at a reduced price, okay? For that, each time if they charge you, you would have gotten a $125 shopping voucher to shop at that discount store, okay? And all that's in your, check your email and your spam about discount shopping store or anything like that. It would have been in your email. And I'll see if I can find a support thing for you, but we've canceled it going forward anyways. But hold on, let me notate your account, please.
That's not.
Warrant. Membership accounts canceled. All right, ma'am. So that's done. That's All right, so yes, ma'am. So let me see if I can find a customer support number for you that you can email, rather. It's not a phone number. It's not anyone you can email them. Let's see here. For the online gadget.
So what website sent me the stuff I can go and shop
in? It will be anything like discount store, something. I don't know how it comes in your email. Anything discount, gadget, online membership.
I thought that was all spam, so I deleted them all.
No, ma'am. That would have been your membership stuff, okay? Hold on for a second. Cookware. All right, so for the sweepstakes for the Ninja Foodie Cookware, there was a site. Well, there's an email. I mean, I don't know why you need it or not, because we've canceled the membership going forward. And like you said, you deleted your emails that was in your spam, so that would have been letting you know that you could have shopped there too. So, but at any rate, you have been charged. You have been refunded $23.58, and your account has been canceled of the reoccurring charge, ma'am. Okay.
So I don't have to pay anymore.
No, ma'am. I've stopped that payment. It's not the reoccurring charges have been stopped. Because your next payment would have been December 17th, but we stopped the payment. So you won't receive any reoccurring charge. Okay, ma'am. So I refunded your money. Goes back 3 to 5 business days. It depends on your bank when it goes back. But 3 to 5 business days, sometimes sooner. All right?
So it will be different from the different website sending me this shopping stuff.
I'm sorry?
So it will be different website sending me this shopping list?
Well, I don't send anything. I'm just, I handle the transactions after they've been made. I just was letting you know that it was, you say you deleted your stuff out. I was just letting you know that it comes when you're confusing yourself, ma'am. Like I said before, it has been canceled, okay? And there's no more charges. I offered and had refunded you 35% of that as a courtesy because it wasn't a valid charge. You accepted that. It's gone back to your account. It goes back 3 to 5 business days, okay? Nothing else I can do with that, ma'am. It would have been in your email for you to use explaining the discount store to you, but we've canceled it now anyways. So you won't have any charges for December, January going forward.
I guess that's all I can do then. I'm going to pay for $40 and some for nothing.
No, ma'am, it wasn't for nothing. It's just that you didn't act upon it. So as a courtesy, sometimes we understand that. And that's because we don't have to refund anything because it's a valid charge. But as a courtesy, I gave you 35% of that back, ma'am, okay? And I have to...
It's all a scam, you know? I didn't know it was going to be like this.
Yeah, if
it was going to charge $67 every month.
Yes, ma'am. If
my credit card.
Yes, ma'am. If you had looked at read the terms and agreement, it would have explained that, okay, Miss Sally?
Okay, I hope I don't have to deal with you again. You know, I just pay you 40 some.
Well, I've canceled the membership, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. If you decide you want to be